shouldn't have done.
Okay. Would there be another way you could use a word there instead of shouldn't have?
He ought not to have done.
Yeah. Would you ever say oughtn't?
Not oughtn't have. No. I think I would say shouldn't have done.
Okay. How about you knew, talking to somebody, you said, you knew when you first agreed to go that you blanked to tell your mother.
You were supposed to tell your mother.
Okay. How about using that? Which one would you use? The ones we've been talking about.
You should. You're supposed to tell your mother. You ought to have told your mother. Or you agreed to tell your mother.
Okay. You aren't doing what you blank to do.
What you ought to do, or what you should have done.
Okay. And someone might say, will you do it? And you say, no, I won't.
No, I won't.
And when you get something done that was hard work and you had to do it all by yourself, and your friend was standing there the whole time, and standing around without help, and you say, you
could have helped or offered to help.
Okay. And another one showing, like, you might, okay, suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, okay? You say, I'm not sure, but I
think I can.
Okay. Or you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get the yard work finished.
I will get the yard work done.
What you're saying, if it quits raining, I...
If it will quit raining, I'll get the work, get okay. The yard done.
All right, now just suggesting the possibility, though. You know, not some, you know, just the possibility, not so much that you're going to will it, you know.
If it quits raining by Thursday, I'll get the yard done.
Okay, would you ever say anything like, I might?
Well, knowing me working in the yard, I might get it done. I'm not too thrilled about the yard.
Okay. How about, what kind of a bird is it that can see in the dark and has eyes in the front?
Owl.
Do you know of any different kinds?
No, just a plain owl.
Okay. How about the kind of bird that pecks?
Woodpecker.
Yeah, you ever heard any other names for that? Any, you know, natives around here?
No.
Especially blacks that might call something else?
No. To me, it's a woodpecker, it's a woodpecker.
Okay, they ever have any of those out here?
Sometimes in the winter I've seen some come down. But that's about it.
You ever heard anybody call them peckerwood?
Yeah, but not in Key West.
Okay, but that'd be up on the mainland?
That would be mostly from in movies, TV, something like that.
Okay. How about a grass...
grasshopper?
Yeah, how about...
Grasshopper, there's another name I've heard, but grasshopper. Oh, like Jimmy Cricket.
Yeah, what would
when I was a kid, they called him Jimmy Cricket. So
you ever heard anybody invert that one?
What, hoppergrass? No.
Okay. How about the kind of black and white animal with a very powerful smell?
Skunk.
Okay, any other names?
Yeah, was it pewee? No. It's a skunk.
Okay, if animals, like, you know, you said you had some rats or something like that that would constantly get in and get at your chickens or something, you'd say those are, what kind
of... Rodents.
Yeah.
Pest.
Yeah. Any other?
Varmints.
Okay. They ever use varmints here much?
I mean, not too much.
What does a varmint mean to you?
Varmint would be more or less a rat. Sometimes we'd just destroy it. Because you could say, you could call a fox if you had them in your area, a varmint.
Okay.
Get in your chicken coop and try to do things for your sheep.
Okay. Just somebody's pets.
Yeah.
Or an animal at least. It's a pet. How about a bushy-tailed animal in the treetops and city streets? And you know the
porcupine? No, porcupine. Not in city streets.
You know they have parks.
Squirrels.
Yeah. You ever know what different colored squirrels? You know they have. Have you ever seen? Do you have any squirrels out here?
We have some. People have as a pet, but I don't know where they're at. I mean, I've heard of people having them.
But they're not
squirrels.
Natives.